presented by Listen Headlines, latest financial news from trusted sources. Updating daily noontime New York City.
Global economy.
February 13th, 1109 America, New York, beware fiscal fairy tales. Budgetary policy is so difficult that most countries in the West are unlikely to live happily ever after.
FX Street.
February 13th, 1047 America, New York. GBP, USD slumps below 1.2600 as US CPI climbs above forecasts. The GBP, USD plunges below 1.2600 as strong economic data from the United States, US, suggests the Federal Reserve, Fed, would keep interest rates higher for longer.
Daily FX Market News.
February 13th, 1044 America, New York. Euro price outlook. Hot US CPI weighs on the euro. US CPI proved hotter than expected, sending the euro lower. Technically, the euro has a few lifelines which challenge the longevity of recent dollar strength.
BBC News Business.
February 13, 1038 America, New York. US inflation slows by less than expected. Prices rose by 3.1% in the year to January as higher housing and food costs offset a fall in petrol prices.
FX Street.
February 13, 1033 America, New York, Fed. Interest rate cut firmly planned for May could start to wobble on inflation reacceleration, Commerzbank. U.S. inflation surprised to the upside in January. Economists at Commerzbank analyze the implications for a possible pivot to interest rate cuts by the Federal Reserve, Fed.
FX Street.
February 13, 1003 America, New York, GBP, USD. Modest gains to develop on the back of a broader rebound in global risk sentiment, Scotiabank. The pound sterling, GBP, started the year on a firm note, outperforming most of its major currency peers.
New York Times Business.
February 13, 1003 America, New York. Stocks sink as stubborn inflation resets Fed rate forecasts. A hotter-than-expected inflation report led investors to push out their expectations for Federal Reserve rate cuts until later in the year.
FX Street.
February 13, 9:43 America, New York, EUR, USD drops as US CPI rose above expectations. The EUR, USD tumbled from around daily highs at 1.0796 following a red-hot inflation report in the United States, US, that pushed back expectations of Federal Reserve interest rate cuts, as seen by futures market data.
FX Street.
February 13, 9:35 America, New York, USD, MXN. Easier domestic monetary policy to nudge the Mexican peso a little lower this year, Scotiabank. The Mexican peso, MXN, has remained well anchored near the 17.00 level against the US dollar, USD.
New York Times Business.
February 13th. 9/11 America, New York, January inflation report. Prices are more stubborn than expected. Consumer prices rose 3.1% in the year through January, only a slight moderation from the previous month. Excluding food and energy, core, prices held roughly steady. Copyright. Amir Hamja, The New York Times. The latest consumer price index data, a widely used measure of inflation, will be released on Tuesday.
FX Street.
February 13, 9:04 America, New York. USD to remain strong in the near term, Danske Bank. The US dollar, USD, has been the clear outperformer so far this year.
Daily FX Market News.
February 13, 9:01 America, New York. US dollar jumps on stronger than expected inflation data, gold crumbles into support. U.S. inflation was reported higher than expected in January, sending U.S. Treasury yields and the U.S. dollar sharply higher.
New York Times Business.
February 13, 9 o'clock America, New York, Paramount lays off hundreds of workers. The company, which is moving away from traditional TV, lost more than $1 billion last year at its streaming division. Copyright. Mark Abramson for The New York Times. The entrance to the Paramount Pictures lot during the SAG-AFTRA strikes last year.
New York Times Business.
February 13, 9 o'clock America, New York. Corinne Jean-Pierre and John Kirby share an uncomfortable White House spotlight. The White House heralded Corinne Jean-Pierre as a trailblazing press secretary. But it has increasingly relied on John Kirby, a longtime Washington hand, to spread its message. Copyright Tom Brenner for the New York Times, Corinne Jean-Pierre, the White House press secretary, and John Kirby, spokesman for the White House National Security Council.